Which she'd use a vacuum cleaner for our carpeted floors.
Alright, if the broom is in the corner and the door is open, you'd say the broom is where compared to the door? If
it's, you mean near?
Yeah, if the broom is in the corner of the room, say, and the door is open like that, how would the broom be compared to the door?
You mean behind the door?
Okay. Any other way that you might say it?
Back of the door.
Okay. A lot of people used to... years ago on Monday, women usually did what part of their housework?
Well, they usually did their washing.
And what might you call washing and ironing together? It's also the word used for where someone might have their shirts done.
Laundry.
If you need to go from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, would you use a term?
You mean upstairs?
What about the, how would you get there from the first floor to the second floor?
I guess you'd walk up the stairs. Mm-hmm. Not many people have elevators now.
No. Okay, and what, do you use a different term for those outside and inside for the stairs that you talked about?
At our house, we happen to have an outdoor spiral stair that's a metal one that goes up to an outside balcony. But we don't use any different way of expressing the term going upstairs from the spiral stair on the outdoors than we do inside. Does this answer your question?
So you just call it a stair?
Stairway.
At the front door, I noticed you have... a place that's built to walk on and put chairs on. What do you call it?
The porch.
Okay. And at the...
Oh, I'll have to tell you, my grandmother used to call that a piazza.
A piazza.
Isn't that funny? My maternal grandmother used to go talk about going and sit on the front porch, and she would call the piazza.
Have you heard her use any other?
No, this was when I was a child and she was living. But that was one term that I happen to remember.
That is real interesting.
Or sometimes she would use the term veranda.
Did she ever make a difference between describing the one that was in the front of the house as to the one in the back? Would she call the one in the back a veranda, you think?
Or? No, I don't think so. She seemed to use both terms in referring to a front porch.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the back?
Of course, we often sit in the back, but this is a terrace, but it's not exactly a porch. It's on a ground level.
I see. What would you call a house that was big and had columns on it and ran around the front? Say if you had a house and that area ran all the way around the front.
Is it rambling style?
Okay.
Well, you talked about the porches. We do have an upstairs balcony.
Right.
Which happens to be a porch upstairs.
Does it make any difference if it has a roof on it? As to what you call it?
I don't think it does.
As far as, you know, what
as the
you,
name.
Right. Say we were going out to this balcony and the door to the inside of the house is open and you don't want it that way, you might tell someone to, what would you tell them to do to the door?